Hey everybody, my name is Michael Bunnell, and I want to thank you for tuning in to today's podcast. If you enjoy it, please be sure to subscribe and leave a rating below. Now, it's time to dive deep into the show. All right, so today's podcast episode, it's going to be a little bit more serious, and this is going to be how I used to be too fat, and all of a sudden, now I became too skinny. And if you guys bear with me to the end, I know that's such a good way to kick it off. Like, I used to be too fat, and now I'm too skinny. What beneficial information is that going to provide you? But I promise there is a lesson to be learned here. And this is honestly the most laid back that I've ever been doing a podcast, even though it's a touchy subject. It's also a subject that I've dealt with, and I now see that, you know what, nothing can break me, especially the words of others. And that's what I want to share with you guys. That's what I want to encourage you to develop, is that mindset that you're not alone. No matter what battle it is that you're fighting, you're never alone. There are always people out there that love you, care about you, support you. And then B, you don't need to take everybody else's criticism so seriously. And what I mean by that is, you're never going to be judged by somebody who's better than you. There's always going to be people out there that judge you. I mean, you're probably going to judge others as well. But the point of the matter is, nobody's better than one another. We are all equal. And that's something that you have to realize. And that's something that took me 25 years of my life to realize. Do I still judge people? Yes, admittedly, I do. And I'm not proud of it. But, you know, I'd be wrong and I'd be lying to say that I don't judge other people. It's just, unfortunately, it's a part of life. You know, when something makes you uncomfortable, when people do certain things that you're not accustomed to, your first natural instinct is to judge them based off of that. But no matter how much you judge others, no matter how much others judge you, you are perfect the way you are. And regardless of your race, your gender, your sexual orientation, your religion, whatever it is that it may be, you are you, and that is your greatest superpower. So now that I have gone on 2 minutes ranting here without really even getting into the topic, let's get straight into it. So growing up, I was always one of the fluffier kids. And I don't know that I would have called myself fat, but I'll admit that I was a little bit on the heftier side. In fact, my jeans were, I think they were husky jeans, as I like to say. As I graduated high school, I think I was about 5'9", weighed 170 pounds or so. So it wasn't overly fat, but I carried a lot of, it looked like a lot of baby fat. I was pudgy. That's the best way to describe it. I was pudgy. So fast forward a year in college, my freshman year, you know how there's that thing called the freshman 15? Well, for some reason, I thought that it would be a good idea to take the freshman 15 to a whole nother level. I wasn't just going to put on 15 pounds of weight. I was going to double that. So by the middle of my sophomore year of college, I was 5'10" and weighed 199 pounds. And honestly, that's where a lot of my insecurities had come from, is the fact that I was bullied as a kid for my weight. I was bullied for, I had a very large head for somebody with such a small body. Thank goodness I finally grew into that, but yeah, mix my weight with my average at best athletic ability, and that's basically an equation to get picked on. At least that's how I saw it. And so it seemed no matter how hard I tried to be like others, no matter how hard I tried to fit in, no matter how I acted, there were just those select few people that would never really accept me for who I was. And during my sophomore year, like I said, things got out of control. I was gaining weight rapidly. And video games were consuming my life. I couldn't walk up and down a flight of stairs without huffing and puffing, probably even breaking a sweat. And daily trips to Taco Bell became my mid-afternoon snack before I would go to the school's cafeteria and sit at their buffet. And trust me, I had more than one plate and it was not veggies. Aside from that though, I was growing tired of always being picked on, and I wanted to be accepted. And I wanted to be liked by those who teased me. So during my sophomore year, I stepped on the scale one night in the middle of winter, and I saw that it read 199.8 pounds. And at that minute, I made a promise to myself. And I was going to do whatever it required to not hit that 200-pound mark. Starting that very moment, I was going to start exercising probably three to four times a week. That's what I started out at. I was going to start eating healthier, and only then would I finally be liked by others, which in turn made me think that I would finally like myself. Now, healthy eating and daily exercising quickly became my life. Every single day, like, it grew from the 3 to 4 days a week, it grew to every single day a week, 7 days a week. I was running at least 3 miles, mix that in with an hour of P90X and Jillian Michaels 30-day shred. Yes, I would do those in my basement, in my dorm room, whatever it was. I would make sure to get those workouts in. And if I still wasn't satisfied with how I was feeling that day, I would probably go out and run another 3 to 4 miles. And because of all of that exercising with the dieting that I was doing, the weight was finally melting off. And I was starting to see results. My self-confidence was increasing. People were telling me how good I was looking. And I thought I was starting to feel what is called happy in life. Although it wasn't happy. I wasn't happy. It was just a mask of happiness. After continuing down this path, though, I quickly developed an eating disorder and an unhealthy relationship with exercising and a very unhealthy relationship with food. While once weighing nearly 200 pounds, I had trimmed down to 145 pounds soaking wet. I had very little fat, even less muscle, and I would always be shivering. Like, I remember shivering in the middle of summer because I was so cold. My body would never stay warm, and it's because I didn't have any fat. But I continued down this path because I never saw the damage that I was causing my body. All I saw was the acknowledgement that I was getting from other people and all of the compliments that they were giving me, telling me how good I was looking and to keep it up. You know, like, that's what I craved. That to me was in and of itself like a drug. And don't get me wrong, there was a brief time during my weight loss transformation that I actually looked healthy. And during that time, guess what didn't happen? Not once did the people who used to tease me ever tell me that I looked good. Not once did they acknowledge the hard work and dedication that I was pouring into my body day after day. And not once did they approve the new and improved me. So fast forward even a little bit further down the road, and I went from nearly 200 pounds down to 145 pounds. And each one of those times, it was either I was too fat, and that was my motivation for losing the weight that I did lose. And then once I lost all that weight, it was I was too skinny. The individuals who used to tell me that I was too fat, that's right, it was them that was now telling me I was too skinny. There was just no winning. No matter what I was doing, no matter what I did, I felt as if I was never going to be accepted by those individuals. And that was the motivation behind me losing all of my weight in the first place. So why am I sharing this story with you guys? Honestly, I'm not sharing it because I expect any sympathy at all. Trust me, all of the stuff that's happened to me in my life has been self-inflicted. If it hasn't been self-inflicted, then I've also contributed to the variables in which it's occurred. But everything that I've put myself through, it has taught me who I really am as a person. And I want you guys to learn from me. I want you guys to learn from my mistakes and learn from all of my flaws so that in turn you can live your life how you want to live it. There are always going to be some individuals that you are never going to be able to please no matter how hard you try. You could fail 1,000 times or you could be the most successful person on the face of the planet, and no matter what it is that you're doing, those individuals are going to try to point out your flaws in some way or another. Either you're not working hard enough, the $10 million company that you started should be up to $100 million if they ran it, or something like that. And during this time that you're seeking approval, it's important to remember that, like I said earlier, you're never going to be judged by somebody who is better than you. And I don't want to say anything bad about the people that used to tease me, because I'd be a hypocrite. I've teased other people as well. But I also don't want to throw them under the bus, because while they tried to make my life miserable, and granted at the time I thought that they were doing so, they also helped to pave a better future for me. It's because of those experiences that I'm now able to sit here and tell you guys that it's going to get better. It's because of those experiences that I know my true self-worth, and it's those experiences that I know what I'm truly capable of achieving. I don't expect to be perfect. I'm not going to be perfect, ever. No matter how hard any of us try, we're never going to be perfect. There are always going to be things that we can do better. There are always going to be people that are doing wrong, and there are always going to be things that we should improve on. So instead of trying to please everybody else and seek everybody else's approval, it finally dawned on me that I should be seeking my own. Happiness didn't come from being accepted by other people. Happiness didn't come from having the most awards, having the most fame, having the most money, nothing like that. Happiness comes from approving yourself as an individual when you are happy and when you love yourself for the truly amazing person that you are. It doesn't matter if you're short, tall, fat, skinny, male, female, gay, or straight. None of that matters. Be the person that you want to be and love yourself for just being you. This is something, like I said, that's taken me 25 years to realize, but I cannot stress how important this is. It wasn't until I finally accepted myself for the person that I am that I was able to move forward in life, that I was able to start chasing the dreams that I actually wanted to set out to achieve. And it wasn't until I was able to move forward that I was finally able to accept myself for the person that I am. And yet, being me is the best thing that's happened to me. I don't want to be like other people. That would be boring. I want to be me. I want to go out there. I want to live life my way. I want to fail so many times because I want to learn. Life is one big learning experience. If you do not take a chance on yourself, if you do not believe in yourself and all that you're capable of achieving, you're never going to learn anything. You're never going to be able to chase your dreams. You're never going to be able to achieve the success that you want. And it's all because you're going to be so caught up in what other people think of you. Remember that nobody has the right to judge you until they are perfect. And while you may think that they have a perfect lifestyle, the reason that they're probably judging you in the first place is to mask their imperfect life. Those who significantly judge others do so to make themselves feel better about their own lives. So you know what takes a lot more strength than judging other people? Being nice to everybody around you. If you really want to make an impact, if you really want to show that you're strong and that you are capable of doing anything, then go out there and try to make the world a better place. Like, this is honestly our one and only life to live. Why not live it with as much happiness and with as much positivity and with as much joy as we possibly can? Like, once this is over, this is it. Why waste any time trying to be somebody that we're not just to please others? So yeah, for those people that told me that I was too fat because I sought their approval, all of a sudden I became too skinny. Sometimes there just isn't winning unless you're willing to tell yourself that you won. So accept yourself for the person that you are and honestly just follow your dreams. Make your life the best that you possibly can. There are always going to be people that are going to try to drag you down. Move past those, be the bigger and better person and go out there and live your life the way that you want to live it. And follow your dreams. That's how you're going to succeed, and that's how you're going to find happiness in your life. So if you guys enjoy the podcast, please be sure to leave a rating down below as well as subscribe. I'll also be linking my blog down in the show notes. I post there every single day. If you want to go over and check it out, it would be greatly appreciated. Anyhow, again, thank you guys so much for taking the time out of your day to listen to this. Hope you have a wonderful rest of your day. Goodbye.